LSU's Joe Burrow expected to be the number one pick tomorrow night in the NFL draft, and LSU might have as many as five first-round picks. And we are always happy to talk to Gordy Rush, the sideline reporter for LSU, the national champions. And Gordy joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker. Gordy, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing great. How about you?
Everything's good here in St. Louis.
Gordy, I want to start with something that Randy just mentioned. Certainly, winning a national championship, that is one heck of a recruiting tool. I mean, that's the biggest stage. Everybody sees that. Everybody wants to be a part of that. But having the potential of having five first-rounders, and we're all expecting the number one pick in the draft coming from a school, I would have to think, as far as recruiting goes, Gordy, that helps a little bit.
Yeah, it sure does, and especially on the offensive side of the football, you know, for LSU. And look, LSU's had Leonard Fournette go high, and they've had some players go up there. But, the difference this year for LSU was how dynamic they were on the offensive side of the football, and it all started with number nine.
I think sometimes, actually not sometimes, it's a lot of times when it comes to the draft, teams may talk themselves into certain players a lot of times when it comes to quarterbacks because of attributes where they put together all these things like here's his arm strength, here's his height, all of these things are really good, and if you put them together and if he puts them together, he's going to turn into something really special. And they tend to not look enough, I think anyway, at what the results on the field were. When it comes to Joe Burrow, it's pretty hard to argue against the results on the field, and those things probably should take precedent over the size of his hands, right?
Yeah, I think when you had he thrown it up in Indianapolis, we heard about the size of his hands, and his arm, he doesn't, from 1 to 10, he doesn't have a 9 or a 10 arm. I've seen LSU's backup quarterback Miles Brennan has a pro style arm. He's got a little bit more heat on the ball than Burrow, and I've seen that up close for the last couple of years. But no question, I think you have to, one, look at what was on the field. But number two, and I think what the Bengals have found out is just you're getting a third year pro. You're getting somebody that was a son of a college football coach that ate, drank, lived football all of his life. He was in the meeting rooms as a graduate student with the coaches. And just his football IQ, his understanding of what he's looking at the line of scrimmage is well advanced what a normal, senior college football quarterback would have.
Gordy Rush, LSU sideline reporter with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And Gordy, it's interesting when you bring up that 10 arm, because I don't know if I've ever heard a quarterback's arm touted more by pro people than Jamarcus Russell's, right? He was a guy that I asked the Rams coach at the time, Scott Linehan, why do people love this guy so much? He said he can throw the ball 90 yards in the air. But obviously, as he proved to us, that isn't always the answer.
No, Zach Medberger was an LSU quarterback that had tremendous arm strength. I mean, the thing about Burrow is his accuracy. And then secondly, when you go back and look at the 60 touchdowns, how many times was the ball in the right position? And understanding when he's got man-to-man coverage, what side the receiver has leverage, where to put the, there was one, a back shoulder fade he threw against Texas that was just unbelievable from about 30 or 40 yards out there. And that's what, I think what Joe understands. He can throw all the balls, and if he needs to throw some zip on it, he can get enough zip on the football. And I think that's another thing that separates him, with knowing what ball to throw when.
Yeah, that's definitely next-level stuff. Another thing that we've seen the last couple of years, I mean, I guess this has happened forever, but you see collegiate quarterbacks that if a play breaks down a little bit, they get out of the pocket, and they're just happy to run and almost like to. Almost if things break down, fine, I'm going to let my legs take over. He does such a good job of just the pocket awareness in general, stepping up, moving left and right, checking, the reads in general. It really is, and you mentioned it a second ago. I mean, it really is somebody that is well above his years, not mentally, but physically as well.
Well, no question. I think he understands what you're doing. And look, there are a lot of great coordinators that LSU face, especially after the bye. They played at Alabama, so you had Nick Saban there. I think about Kirby Smart and the job that he did against Georgia. And a lot of people were like, well, look, we can't blitz him. We're going to die a quick death. Let's try to keep the ball in front of us, hopefully in the red zone. make them settle for field goals. And that was the back half of the season, what a lot of teams did. And what he was able to understand, if the route was covered and you dropped 7 or 8 in the coverage, he was okay with taking it outside the pocket and improvising, understanding that it's really tough for defenses to stay disciplined within that zone coverage and things happen. And his ability to ad-lib in games like that and make things happen and basically turn it into sandlot football was unbelievable against some great talent, some great defenses, some great defensive coordinators. And you know, the way that they're describing it, I guess, on TV, is his ability to extend the play and make something happen is just uncanny.
How big of a part of the equation is confidence when it comes to the success of a quarterback?
Well, I think it's huge. And the thing about Burrow is he's not cocky. I mean, the interesting thing, Joe's really an introvert, and it took a while for him to come out of his shell, but when he speaks, people listen, and he's so confident in his ability. I mean, he just, it bubbles when you hear him talk, and he carries it on to the field. And even when they got behind in the national championship game to Clemson, there was no panic. It just settled down and knew what they had and started executing.
You know, we are talking about the offensive side of the ball here, and Burrow obviously is the most talked about name here. A lot of players on defense. Randy mentioned all of the LSU players that could go pretty early in this draft, and you got guys like Christian Fulton, Grant Delpit, Patrick Queen, all of these guys on defense. I mean, you're looking at some really good talent here.
Well, there's no question. Caleb Von Chasson, I think, is as good a pure edge rusher. In the draft. Of course, Chase Young is a phenom and does a little bit of it all, but Chasson's going to go in the mid-teens. Justin Jefferson's a fantastic receiver. A lot of people have him 18 to 25. But let me tell you, Grant Delpit, everybody had him as a top 10 pick going into the season. He got hurt. He had a high ankle sprain, was really never himself until later in the season. They sat him in the Arkansas game. Came back and played against A&M, SEC championship, and played really good football. Whoever gets him late one, early two, I think is going to get a steal. And then Christian Fulton, he was opposite Derek Stingley, who arguably he's going to come back next year. He'll be a true sophomore. He'd be a first-round pick if he was coming out. And because I think he was a little bit overshadowed by Stingley, Fulton's a fantastic cover corner. So this was a really talented LSU team. A lot of juniors decided to come out. Add Patrick Queen to that group. He is a linebacker that played at a 3A high school as a quarter. He's a 3A quarterback, 4.4, 4.5 type of speed, and really blossomed in the back half of the season, and can run sideline to sideline much like a Devin White or some of the linebackers in today's game. A lot of people have him maybe going to the Saints or the Ravens. There's some teams that need linebackers. So it's a really talented football team. And look, LSU and put Alabama in that equation. Both LSU and Alabama might have 12 to 14 players go in the first round.
Amazing. Hey, Gordy, it should be a fun night tomorrow night in Louisiana. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for taking the time. We always appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care. That's Gordy Rush. He's the sideline reporter for LSU football, joining us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up next, is there a chance that the NHL could complete their season but do it in an unusual way? There is. We'll talk about it next in the Fast Lane.